The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Good morning to everybody out there watching me live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. And I am also going out live on YouTube. This is a little show that is the most important show I do every week. This is a show called That's Life. This is where I come on here and one human being to another, we talk about life. We talk about things that we all deal with on a daily basis. We discuss matters that may make us get every day through every day just a little bit easier. I always say this is the most important show that I do every single week, and I mean that wholeheartedly. I will always do this show, whether there is a Russo's brand or not a Russo's brand. This show goes out free to absolutely everybody. And I hope this show at least gives you some food for thought as you go out today and live in the world. And that's what this show is about. This show is to help you. This show is to put fresh ideas in your mind, open you up to look at yourself and look at your life. And quite frankly, it opens you up to look at your relationship with God and what that could mean to you on a day-to-day basis once you make that commitment. Guys, I always have to take care of business as usual. You know I have many, many shows out there. We have a bevy of shows on russosbrand.com. Check that out, less than a dollar a week. We have many other shows on patreon.com/RussoTWC. That's like 75 cents a week. Guys, I'm going to be adding even more shows come March 1st. There's going to be even more shows available to you in the days that come. I will start revealing those shows to you that we are going to be adding to both networks. So guys, check it out. That's what keeps us going. That's what keeps the brand going. Your generous donations and contributions is what enables us to keep putting back into the brand, keep adding more people, keep growing the brand. So, definitely by next week, I'll have some really exciting announcements to make regarding the new shows of the brand. Guys, one thing I want to lay out to you off the bat is, and I really feel strongly about this. You know, I think that every day we go up, we get up and we walk out our front doors. We're entering into the world. And in the world, I think we have an ongoing, spiritual warfare. Where, there's the ways of God, who I believe, created us. I believe God created us for greatness. I believe God created us with a specific plan in mind. I think that's why we all bring something different to the table. I think that's why we all have strengths and weaknesses. I think we all have a job to do in the kingdom of God, and the more and more we align ourselves with God, the more and more he reveals to us what that plan is. I mean, guys, I could tell you right now, I know a lot more about what I'm supposed to be doing at 59 than I did at 29. Because I try to live my life according to God's will. And with that being said, more and more and more is revealed to me as far as what I'm supposed to be doing, how I'm supposed to be contributing to his kingdom. This show is a big part of that. But I honestly feel, man, when we walk out that door, and whether we're going to school or whether we're going to work or whether we work from home and we are on social media, we are constantly under attack. Because, you know, the world, I believe, is run by the devil. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is what represents the world. What represents the world is power and money and greed and selfishness and, you know, I, me, and mine. That's what really represents the world. The world tells us every day on an ongoing basis, this is what makes you successful. You know, money makes you successful. The expensive car, the houses make you successful. Notoriety makes you successful. These are the things that you need to strive to be. And we have such a twisted sense of reality that is instilled in all of us, you know, just through media and what media, you know, what Hollywood, what entertainment, what they tell us that money represents, because God makes it clear you can't serve two masters. You can't serve money and you can't choose me. You got to pick one over the other. He makes that perfectly clear. And, you know, with everything that's involved with money, power, and ego, you certainly are not going to choose that if you're going to choose God. So a lot of times I talk about, you know, leaving my house on a daily basis and putting on my armor of God, which I sincerely and honestly believe in. And people always ask me, Vince, what exactly is that? And I'm going to read that to you today, guys. I want you to understand, you know, what the armor of God means. And if we are Christian people, if we are God-abiding citizens, we are equipped with the armor of God directly from God himself. So I want to read this to you. This is Ephesians 6, chapters 10 through 18. I want to read it to you. I'm sorry, chapter 6, verse 10 to 18, Ephesians. It's called the armor of God. And what it says is, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. The devil's schemes is the world. And you need to be ready. You need to be suited with armor. You need to be protected by the love, the power, the wisdom of God every time you go out there in the world. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's the world that is run by God, and that is what we, that is run by the devil. That is what we are up against on a daily basis. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, and with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. So you're taking truth with you. Truth is a part of your armor. It is buckled around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness, that you are doing the right thing in being a soldier of God's kingdom in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So you are ready to fight the fight because God has given you his words. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So put up the faith that you believe in God wholeheartedly with all your heart and soul, and he will protect you against, everything that's thrown your way, you know, by the world. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So that's what I mean, guys, when I talk about the armor of God, and I make sure I am suited up every time I go out. I make sure I am suited up every time I am on social media, because that's where it's going to come at you and fast and furious. And you're not going to win that fight alone. You're only going to win that fight, you know, with the armor of God and being protected by God's word and God giving you the power, the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge. So that's what I mean when I talk about the armor of God. And something else I wanted to talk about today, guys. I don't think we really realize the power that each of us possess when it comes back, when it comes down to other people. I don't think we really realize the power we possess with our words and with our actions and with our intentions when it really comes to dealing with other people, and lifting up other people and being a shoulder to cry on and being an ear to listen to. I don't think we realize the power that comes with that. And I'll tell you why, because it all translates back to the world again. Guys, I know as a guy growing up in New York, you know, New York was a rat race, guys. I was a guy, you know, for a certain period of time there, I was taking the Long Island Railroad, you know, from my house in Long Island. I was taking the railroad into New York City, man, the heart of Manhattan. You know, getting on the subway, going to work at CBS Publishing. I hated every day of it. It was not what I wanted to be doing, but I was doing it at the time. I was trying to support a wife. We had just gotten married. But the reason I bring up the description of New York is it is a rat race, guys. And when you see the streets of Manhattan, and you see people hustling and bustling and in a race to get to their destination, it is clearly a world where it is every man for himself. And I think that's how the world is designed. Every man for himself. It's all about me, 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 I. And that's what we're caught up in, bro. We're caught up in a game of getting ahead. I've got to get that raise. I've got to get that position. I've got to get that corner office. I've got to get that girl. I've got to get that house. The list goes on and on and on, and we are consumed with the I and the me, and we are completely ignoring everybody else. And, you know, when God came down to the earth, he set a beautiful example by, you know, the apostles getting in line to wash God's feet. They could not wash God's feet quick enough. And he said, no, I'm going to, you know, wash your feet, get in line. And one by one, the apostles got in line. They could not believe what they were seeing. And it was the Almighty God washing the feet of these apostles. Because the message there was, you need to put other people before you. And man, guys, that is so hard to do because we've all been trained to win at any cost. And a lot of times, man, it is human nature to step on people, to squash other people, to bury other people, to benefit ourselves. And in all that, we really lose the positive power that we all possess over other people. Guys, I have to tell you something about myself, because when I do this show, the whole point of this show is to show you I am not the perfect person. And, you know, every single day I am a work in progress and I am trying to better myself. Nobody is the perfect Christian. Nobody. We are all flawed. We all sin. We all make mistakes. Part of the problem that I have is, you know, I work so hard on the brand. I work so hard churning out shows. I work so hard, you know, doing Twitch. Then, you know, I'm still active a little bit in the wrestling business. I go out on the road. I have consulting, you know, projects that I do. I'm constantly working. And with that, because I know myself, there comes a time when I really need to shut down and when I really kind of need alone time. And when I go in this little shell and I hibernate, and I know I need that for my own physical wellness, mental wellness, emotional wellness. I know that I need that. So a lot of times what pays the price of that is my interaction with other people. You know, calling that friend, I know I need to call because I know that person needs some uplifting. I know that person needs a vote of confidence. I know that person needs somebody to talk to. You know, going on my social media with my DMs and with my emails and answering people back, you know, people that I know may be in a bad place, people that I know may be struggling. And that's what usually goes on the back burner. And I've got to get better at that, as I'm sure we all need to get better at that, because the influence we can have on the lives of others, I just don't think we really realize, you know, the power in that. I don't think we understand that, where, you know, a good morning, you know, or a smile or a pat on the back or even just listening. Guys, again, I just relate these things to you that are things that I experience, things that I know you all experience, things that are very, very real. Guys, I sit home and I work all day. I sit here, I talk to you. I have some communication on Twitch. But I really don't have live interaction with other people on a daily basis. So, you know, every day when my wife comes home from work, guys, every day, guys, I'm telling you, every day, she just releases everything that is going on at her work. And she really is letting the actions and decisions of other people affect her. Now, I know you all go through that. I know you have, you know, you have fellow workers that, you know, you may have issues with. You know, in my wife's case, there are fellow workers that are lazy, that are not carrying their weight. And every day, my wife comes home and drops the load on me. Now, listen, is there anything I could do about it? Absolutely not. Can I change these people? Absolutely not. But I try to tell my wife, I try to relate to my wife, you can't change these people either. You know, you can't, if somebody wants to be lazy, okay, all you could do is go out there and lead by example and do your job and work hard and have great pride in it. But at the end of the day, if those people want to be lazy, they're going to be lazy. But if they, what the best thing you could do is set an example and show them your work ethic and how dedicated you are to your job and how dedicated you are to your students. And maybe some of that will rub off on them. That's all you could do. But at the end of the day, if people want to be lazy, if people don't want to carry their weight, if people are going to act immature, there's really nothing you can do about that. You got to worry about you. When I say worry about you, I'm not saying worry about yourself in a selfish manner. Worry about yourself as far as the job that you're doing. Worry about yourself as far as the representation of yourself. Because when you're representing God, and you're representing God's kingdom, and that's what you want people to see. None of us are going to change the world. You know, all we could do is set example and hope that people pick up from that. But guys, my point is, and I'm getting very real with you here. Every day I'm hearing the same thing. And guys, of course, I'm like, enough already. I've heard this a million times. I get it. Enough. But I understand my wife needs to come home and vent. I understand that. I understand there's a frustration. I understand there's a lot that builds up in her. And I understand she needs to come home and she needs to release that. So even though, honestly, I'm tired of hearing it and I don't want to hear it and I get it and I know it and you've told me a million times, the fact of the matter is I have to put myself in my wife's shoes and I have to sit there and I have to, you know, let her unload because she needs somebody to talk to. She needs to get it out. And all I could do is keep reinforcing to her over and over and over again. All you could do is be the best you. All you could do is be the best example. That's all you could do. Hopefully that will rub off on people. If it doesn't, there's nothing you can do. You tried. But guys, that my point is the influence that we have on other people, and we don't realize it. We don't realize the power we have in changing other people. Guys, I could tell you there, and a lot, you know, many of these things I don't talk about. There are people I reach out to in wrestling, that would never expect me to reach out to them. And the reason why I'm reaching out is, you know, I know they're in a position where they may be hurting. And I know they could use some words of encouragement. And many of them, when they receive my words, they can't believe it. They can't believe it to the point that it always goes back to, oh, he's, you know, is he looking for a job? What is his motivation? What is his angle? You know, I mean, that's how people are. People are paranoid and they're going to constantly think you're looking for something. What is your angle? You know, do you want a job? Do you want to get hired? And the fact of the matter is, no. You know, I want to show you that as a human being, whether we agree or disagree on something, as a human being, I'm here and I can give you some wisdom and I could be a shoulder, you know, to lean on, or, you know, I could be an ear to listen. And some of the responses I get back, like, you know, people are just floored that I reached out to them. And, you know, guys, again, what it comes down to is that phone call, you know, knowing you need to call that relative, knowing you need to pick up the phone, you need to call your mother or father, you need to call your friend, you need to call your that person in need, even when it's the last thing you want to be doing because you just had a full day's work. I just want to lie down. I just want to put my head on the pillow. I just want to chill. That's when you've got to push yourselves harder than everybody else. you know, that's when I've got to go to my emails. That's when I got to go to my DMs. That's when I've got to make those calls. And guys, I am not 100% good at it. And I'm admitting that to you. Because like I said, a lot of times I need me time and I need to just, what do they call it? Cord cutting. I need to just disengage. I need to recharge, you know, my batteries. But then I think about, you know, what a phone call from me could mean to somebody else, what a direct message from me could mean, what an email can mean. And I don't think we really realize and stop to understand the positive power we could have on other people. And then it's going to make those people feel so good that they are going to pass that positive power on to somebody else. And it all starts with you. And these are gifts that are instilled in you. These are gifts that all of us represent. Guys, we all came from the same place. You know, regardless of your sex, your color, your creed, your religion, you know, where you are on the pay scale, what you do for a living, regardless of all that, we all came from each other. We are all the same species. And, you know, you have a choice. And that choice is I'm either going to make it about myself, and I'm either going to not give a shit about anybody else, or I am going to follow the example that God left for me. I'm going to put others before me, because the power and the influence I could have on the lives of others, that is a gift. You know, Scott, man, saying, you know, being cordial to a, you know, to somebody bagging your groceries, being cordial to the bank teller. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Being cordial to a telemarketer, you know, having patience when you're on a phone. Nobody likes to wait, but having the patience, trying to understand the impact, the power we have on changing the mindset of other people, changing the feelings of other people, changing the way other people handle things or talk, you know, being a positive influencer. Every time we're in a situation, whether it be one-on-one, whether it be a group of people, really realize the power that you have in making the situation and making that moment better for everybody. You have that power. That power could be negative, or that power could be positive, or that power could be, I don't care. It's whatever you make it. And you can really change lives, and you can really influence lives when you really look at those moments and you give those moments the time of day. So-and-so really needs to talk to me. I need to have a sit down with so-and-so. I need to make this phone call. I need to answer this email. And I really pray that God helps me become better at that, because that is an area where I really, really, really need to grow. And the thing is, I don't do it out of selfishness. I do it out of exhaustion, but that still is no excuse. The power we can have over other people, the positive influence we could have over other people, is such a gift, and such a strength that I think all of us need to really practice on a daily basis. Guys, you know, listen, man, all I could do is come on here every week and tell you how much, you know, God has changed my life for the better, how easier God has made my life, the different perspective God has given me on everything. But I'm not here to convince you to get God. That's between you and God. That is a personal decision between you and God. All I could tell you is he is there available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The gift is free. All you have to do is ask. And I say this all the time, man, go in a dark room, lay on your bed, bury your head in the pillow and just say, you know, God, I can't do this without you. I've tried. I can't figure this thing out. You are my creator. You created me for a reason. I want to glorify you. I want to glorify your kingdom. I want you to show me who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. It's a personal choice, guys, but it's free and it's there every single day. But the choice is yours. It is your free will. It is not up to me or anybody else to convince you of that. I could only share with you my experiences. That's it, everybody, man. Take the time today. Listen to somebody. Be a shoulder to lean on. Make that call. Reach out. Go the extra step. Just blanket everything in love and peace and understanding. At the end of the day, you will feel so good about yourself. And you will know you had such a positive influence on other people. You made God proud. This is what we were put here to do. And you will feel that. Try it, guys. Try it one day at a time. That is it, everybody. That is life. God bless you all, man. I thank each and every one of you for joining me. I will see you right back here next week.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Uncle Vince Russo from The Brand on The Realm Network. And I bet you're thinking that I am actually here to talk to you about The Brand. But the truth of the matter is, how many times can I talk to you about The Brand, bro? I come on here 7 days a week. I eat, sleep, and drink The Brand, bro. I sell The Brand. I talk about The Brand. I promote The Brand. I market The Brand. I advertise The Brand. But I want you guys to understand one thing. The Brand goes much further. And I'm talking about The Realm Network. Guys, I have to tell you, if you know me, bro, you know my history. You guys know when there's always a third party involved, it never works well with me. Guys, you know how that works. However, The Realm Network isn't a third party, bro. The Realm Network is family, bro. And they've been with me since the beginning, having my back, backing me up, supporting me, bro. They are a part of the family, bro. I welcome them into my house with open arms, and I want my brand to embrace the Realm Network family just as much as I do. They are a very important part of this machine. I want you guys to know there are a slew of other great podcasts on the Realm Network. I want you to listen to professional podcasts, top of the line podcasts, great entertaining, informative podcasters. And my favorite show of all, bro, is the Mark and Lowell Show. That's my favorite, bro. I'm being honest with you. Mark Ronick is my boy, bro. Mark Ronick is really the guy in the trenches behind The Brand, bro. And his partner, Lowell Melser. These guys are as entertaining as they come, bro. They're funny. They're witty. I tell you what, bro. They are a million times more intelligent than Uncle Vince. Bro, you know I'm some schlep who mix up my words. I can't pronounce things. These guys are professional podcasters, bro. And they are funny. Here's the thing you're going to like about these guys more than anything else. They're real, bro. They're real. They're real people you're going to be able to relate to. They're everyday stories. It's not boring BS. It's not political. It's not going to put you to sleep, bro. This is a group of very entertaining, likable, funny people, bro. And they got a whole cast with them, you know, Mark and Lowell. This is a family, bro, just like us, the brand, is a family. We got to share the love, bro. We got to share the hugs. We got to share the intimacy. I want you guys to listen to the Mark and Lowell Show on the Realm Network. I promise you, bro, once you listen to these guys, once you listen to this cast of good people, you are absolutely going to be hooked. Check out the rest of the shows on the Realm Network, everybody. Take care, bro. Thanks for listening.